You are listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit with Sharon Hamner. This podcast is for you if you are tired of living day to day feeling unfulfilled. You are frustrated and you are doing too much with no return. This is for you if you are ready to take charge of your life. If you are ready to let go of managing other people's insecurities and their expectations and live life your way. Here we have dope conversations about saving yourself so we can get off these street corners and stop waiting for Captain Save-A-Ho. You ready? Let's go, because this is some crazy shit. Who are you really being out here in these streets? Who are you identifying yourself as? We hear this word called brand identity, and we think of brands like Nike, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and when you think about those brands, you think about the colors, you think about their slogans, you think about their commercials, what they try to portray to us to have us evoke a feeling and to purchase their goods. And what we don't realize is that we all have a personal brand that we are reflecting out into the world based on the hair that we wear, based on the clothes that we put on our bodies, our perfume, our nails, our makeup. Everything that we put on is a reflection of our brand and who we are. And I want to ask a question. Are you representing the real you in your day-to-day basis? I know for me as a hairstylist, I have clients frequently coming in and they're like, "Oh, Sharon, can you help me? I don't know what to do with my hair because my mom says that I shouldn't get bangs because it's going to make me look blah, blah, blah. Or my girlfriend told me that this happened to her. And if I got that done, that it's not going to look good on me." And a lot of times, I just sit there and I listen to them and I'm conflicted because I'm not really sure sometimes if they want my professional opinion or if that belief of their friends and their mom is going to trump anything that I say, because it is ingrained deep down within them. So I ask you, how are you presenting yourself, and is it true to who you really are in your identity? Are you stuck with a hairstyle that is based on what your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend thought would look good, so you just like maintain that hairstyle to make him feel comfortable? When, you know, sometimes it could just be they hate and then don't want you to like look and feel your best. They keeping you in a box. And I can remember growing up, I went to the salon with my mom. Ever since I was a little girl, we had a ritual of going every 2 weeks to get our hair shampooed and styled. So I grew up going to this lady. She worked like right around the corner from my house, was in walking distance. So as I got older, I would just begin going after school, walking by myself. And I would like flip through all these magazines that she had in the salon. And I would flip to the page and I'm like, okay, I want my hair like this. I want my hair like this. Every time I would walk out of there, my hair would not look like that picture at all. And then one day she told me, she's like, "Well, that is too grown for you." And And I'm like, well, that's what I really want. So I left there. I was so frustrated. I was mad. I was angry because I'm like, why isn't this lady doing what I want? I told my mom about it, and she was able to locate a stylist for me that was up on trends, who knew newer hairstyles. And I said to her that very first time when I met her, I got my first haircut. And I just kind of told her a little bit about what I wanted, and she took it from there. And that feeling that I had of finally getting a style that I felt confident in, like, changed the game for me so much that I wanted to create the same type of things. And that's why I became a hairstylist, because I knew how, like, important having a hair that represents who you are in these streets, like, just giving you confidence. And not only that I felt confident, I would get compliments from other people, and that also elevated my confidence and made me feel good. So I want to ask you, like, are you really living the brand that you desire to have, or are you just complying with what's being pushed out on the social media streets? One of the activities that I do about twice a year, I go through what I call, like, the fashion Bibles. Vogue magazine. I know people don't like magazines these days, but Vogue magazines puts out two copies every year in the spring and in the fall of what's hot in fashion. I typically will go through those magazines, the physical magazines, and I'll pull out pages from the magazines of the things that I like, that I'm attracted to, that that catch my eye. And this is something that I like to do unconsciously. Just go through, and you can do this exercise. You can set a timer, go through, and just pull out, don't think about it, just pull out the things that catches your eye and catches your attention. And then I would take those clippings and put them in a magazine and go through and reflect on what it is that I like about this picture. What am I being attracted to about this particular hairstyle? Which is also something that I like to do with my clients during their consultations. And sometimes, oh my God, sometimes these consultations is like pulling teeth, because it's hard to really focus on the things that you like because of the programming of somebody saying that you shouldn't get this because dot, dot, dot. So I would like to encourage you to take the time with each of the photographs and see what it is that you like. After you've done that, go to your closet. Go through your clothes and see, do you have anything that evokes that same feeling in the clothes that you currently have? Look in the mirror. Are you wearing a hairstyle that reflects how you really want to express yourself? Or are you wearing a dated version of yourself based on how somebody else wanted you to feel and how somebody else wanted you to look? And make a decision that you can elevate your brand. Make a decision what you want your personal brand to reflect, what you want your personal brand to say to the world. Do you want your personal brand to say that I'm sporty? Like, are you more of like an athletic type of gal where you like to wear sweatpants and you know, more of a athletic leisure type of look. And are you representing that brand well? Because there is a difference between just getting some sweatpants at Walmart and getting a nice set by Nike. There is a difference. So go through everything that you have and identify, is this a true representation of what I want to portray to the world? And a great experiment that you can do is to get dressed in the way that you want to be experienced in the world. And just go about your day paying attention to the response that you get from people. This is a very eye-opening experience. I like to pay attention to the vibe that I am receiving from other people. And you will be amazed at when you are in your element and feeling good about yourself and feeling confident, the response that you get from people is amazing. Like, people will just, I like to say, they will cater to you. They will open doors for you as a woman. Men will give you compliments. Women will give you compliments. When you are feeling good about yourself, when you are expressing yourself with how you want to be received, it goes a very, very long way. So go ahead and work on your personal branding. Hey sis, you have been listening to This Is Some Crazy Shit. I am Sharon Hamner. Make sure you like and subscribe to hear more dope conversations on this podcast. You can check me out on my website at www.SharonHamner.com or on all of my social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you in these social media streets.